From the register, I now have the deaths. Shirley Ray died peacefully on the 7th of April. And on the 8th of April, Norman Horsfall died in hospital, aged 88. Brenda Wilcock, née Helliwell, died aged 82 at Waterside Lodge on the 8th of April after an illness born with courage. On the 10th of April, Irene Hoyland very sadly passed away in Caldergate Hospital, surrounded by a loving family. Edith Gledhill, formerly Greenwood, née Hardy, passed away peacefully on the 12th of April, aged 93. Sandra Gudgeon, née Shaw, died on the 12th of April, aged 77. On the 13th of April, Alexander Fulton died in Southfield Court, aged 72. Geoffrey Greenwood, aged 86, died peacefully in Huddersfield Royal Infirmary on the 14th of April. Frank Crossland died peacefully in Waterside Lodge on the 15th of April, aged 98. Roy Renshaw Whitman Adshead, aged 84, died on the 19th of April. And on the 21st of April, Robert Bob Barker died peacefully in Calderdale Royal Hospital, aged 88. Ruth Clayton, née Greenwood, died on the 25th of April with her family by her side. William Russell Dean died on the 23rd of April at his home in Cragvale at the age of 88. Shirley Rogers, née Greenwood, passed away on the 24th of April, aged 70. Barbara Bath, née Elford, died peacefully at home after an illness bravely borne on the 23rd of April. Then, on the 27th of April, Beryl Rostron died in hospital, aged 72. Catherine Patricia Burnip, née Killian, formerly of Durham City, died at home in Mythalmroyd on the 28th of April at the age of 85. On the 29th of April, Neil Astin Helliwell passed away in Calderdale Royal Hospital with his wife Gaynor by his side. And finally, Philip Vaughan passed away on the 30th of April. And the reading team and all concerned pass their condolences to all the families of the bereaved.